You can't have a slice of heaven without raising a little hell. Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
You better believe. Sit, Kitty, Sit. That is Forgot to Burn. I'm Rocker, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio on Devil Radio 92.7. Almost forgot where I was and who I am. But I'm here, Rocker, and I'm here right now with Sit, Kitty, Sit. And Cat Downs and Mike Thompson, two highly accomplished veterans of the San Francisco music scene, decided to experiment with a combination of classical piano and rock drumming back in 2010, and it worked. Since the duo Sit Kitty Sit, almost said that backwards, has released four albums and tours in the U.S. and Europe with a cult-like status and following, tonight Sit Kitty Sit perform at the High Noon Saloon with the Family Band and Ray, and next Saturday, October 2nd, they'll be right here in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Cat and Mike have stopped into the Devil Radio studios to hang out a little bit before their show. Cat, Mike, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
For those who aren't familiar with Sit Kitty Sit, tell us a little bit about your band. Cat, you're an artist, a teacher, and a composer, and Mike, a Berkeley grad. What else do we need to know?
Well, we're both a little bit gothy, and we're both true crime fanatics.
Yes.
True
definitely
crime fanatics.
Yes. To the sound.
What do you like? We had a band on just a couple of weeks ago that were into morbid, you know, serial killer and murder stories and stuff like that. Is that?
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Well, tell us a little bit about Sit Kitty Sit. Where'd you get your start? What happened?
Well, we started in the Bay Area, and we met through a mutual friend of ours, also a musician, back in 2010-ish. And she came and played on a track that I was recording with the band I was in at the time, and that's how we met. And then a couple months later, I guess.
Yeah, it was a couple months.
She was doing her own solo recording and needed some heavy drums to go on one of the tracks.
Yeah.
And the guy that she had scheduled to come and do it dropped out kind of last minute. And so she was kind of scrambling, and then through our mutual friend, he was like, "Hey, why don't you ask Mike?" And she's like, "Does he play heavy thrash drums?" And he's like,
"Well, I'd only ever heard him, the band that he was in, it was kind of like a shoegazy style." Yeah. And that was all I'd ever heard him play. So I was like, "I didn't know."
He's like, "Yeah, you'll be fine."
Oh, and so heavy, not shoegazy.
Yeah. And went in and rocked out this one song. It was only supposed to be one song, yep. One off, and that was it. And we just clicked right away. And it was like, wow, I think we might be onto something here. Maybe we want to explore this a little bit more, you mm-hmm. know, and then the rest is history.
Yep.
And in San Fran, you guys kind of, did you get signed and put out a couple albums, correct?
All independent.
Yep. Yeah. But yeah, we've put out four albums.
Well, independent is signed just by yourself.
We signed ourselves.
We signed ourselves immediately.
Yeah. We've got four albums and a bunch of singles that we've done and a whole bunch of music videos that you can find on YouTube mm-hmm. and stuff. And toured a lot. This pandemic's been really rough because, you know, we spend a lot of time on the road, and that's kind of like our jam. You know, live performances, touring around, that's really like what we love to do. And it's just been a real weird couple of years, and yes. Looking forward to get back to that.
Well, you're on the road tonight.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, you guys relocated to Appleton, Wisconsin. You built a studio and have continued your music careers. Like, no one else does that. Nobody goes from, like, California to Appleton. It's, like, the other way around. How did that happen?
No way. We love Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, in all honesty, like, the way that the independent music scene has changed and evolved, and, you know, if you've got the technology, you don't have to live in New York. You don't have to live in California.
Yeah.
You can live wherever you want. And, like, the cost of living here, first off, the music scene all over this state is off the chain.
Wow,
I agree with you.
I mean, and every time we would come through here on tour, we would be like, oh, man. And then, you know, it's like my parents are also getting older and they needed extra help. And I'd been living in California for 19 years. And it's like, okay, it's just kind of time for a change. And, yeah, like I said, with all the technology and everything now, here we can live more comfortably. We can build a nicer studio, have a better space. And if we need to go to California for something, we'll just fly to California. It's not that big of a deal.
Kat is from Green Bay. You shouldn't probably mention that originally.
I'm originally from Green Bay, yeah.
So, yeah. Nice. Kind of coming back home.
Yeah.
And I'm from New England, Rhode Island. So, you know, winters, you know, I'm pretty used to.
Yeah, they don't have PG bars in California.
No,
they don't, man. Yeah. Don't try and go there.
But there are Packer bars everywhere.
You know, plus two, it's hard to tour from California. Harder from there than it is from here, because here we're more central.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can go east, west, south pretty easily and, you know, and do shorter tours, like 2 or 3 weeks, as opposed to like from California, you know, if we wanted to tour the East Coast, we would fly to the East Coast and then, you know, have to rent gear and a car, because driving from the West Coast, it just takes too much time. It's just, you know, this country's massive.
Yeah, it is.
It's just like a lot of road to cover. So it was kind of a pain.
It was all wins. It was just a win.
Yeah,
win,
coming, win, here, coming yeah. here, yeah, it's yeah. it's really great.
Yeah,
nice. Plus, there's better beer.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Well, hey, tonight, Sick Kitty Sid plays the High Noon Saloon. What can you tell fans about your live show? I've heard Led Zeppelin meets Rachmaninoff.
Oh, we get rowdy.
Yeah,
oh,
it's yeah. It's funny. Yeah. Like when we first got started, and they would see us. You know, this is before you know anyone really knew who the crap we were, and we would be setting up and they're like, oh, piano and drums. This is going to be this like delightful little zen moment. Yeah. And it is, we make so much noise for being only two people and no backing tracks. It's super high energy. It's, you know, get up off your chair and dance. It's, you know, it's a really good time and everyone, you know, we love the energy and yeah. it's one of our favorite things.
So Kat is a classically trained pianist and flautist from St. Norbert. And then I went to college, Berklee College of Music in Boston, and studied, you know, drums and percussion and all sorts of different world music and blues and Latin and jazz. And but I grew up kind of as a rock and roller. My dad is a drummer, and it was all classic rock all the time. And, you know, John Bonham is, you know, a hero, of course, just like all the rest of us drummers. And so we kind of just paired, you know, the bombast of like big, heavy Bonham style drums with, you know, classical piano type riffs and stuff. And that's how this band was born.
Yeah, we play very hard.
And it's, yeah, her left hand is probably like harder than most bass players I've played with. I mean, it's just like,
yeah. I don't know how to take that.
I usually break at least two nails a show.
And we're stoked for tonight, man. This is our first time at High Noon. And so really, really excited. Awesome venue, great people, and the family business. You know, local guys, phenomenal band. And, fantastic. You know, Morgan Ray and her band, she's going to be amazing. It should be a wild show. So get on down there if you don't have any plans.
How can our listeners find Sick Kitty Sid online?
Oh, man, everywhere. We're on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, Apple Music. Honestly, if you just...
SickKittySid.com.
SickKittySid.com. Yeah, we're if you pop us in Google, we're pretty much everywhere. But any streaming service that you're already using, we're on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you will both be here next week to perform in the Devil's Lair, and we'll get to know you both much better then. Mike, Kat, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us before your show tonight.
Our pleasure. Thank you for having us. Looking forward to next week. Everybody, come on down to High Noon tonight. It's going to be wild.
Now, your newest single, Good Riddance, is out right now, and we're going to take a listen. But before we do, tell us about this new song.
This one is about that kind of bittersweet moment when... you know, you realize you have to let something go in order to move on. And we wrote this right as half of it was written before we left California and half of it was written when we were living here in Wisconsin. And it was kind of our way of like closing and then beginning a new chapter.
Nice. Sick Kitty Sid tonight at the High Noon Saloon with Family Business and Ray. But right now, this is Good Riddance, Sick Kitty Sid. This is Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
Thanks, man.
I've been uncertain, there is no subtle as an earthquake out at sea. Thunder when the dam breaks this way.
Left on Red? Yeah. Listen to the local music with Max Inc. Saturday, 6 p.m. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, Madison.
I feel that
Yeah, Ray. She's playing tonight at the High Noon Saloon, opening up for Sick Kitty Sit. Before that was Sick Kitty Sit with Good Riddance. I'm